We have presented her with quite clear data, and we have asked her to request a data-driven review of the two sites for a surgical hub because we do not believe that that occurred. Tony Canavan pretty much admitted that it never occurred. They just chose Sligo. He said that to you. They just chose Sligo and he's not going back. So we have asked her to request a business case for Letterkenny looking at the same metrics at Sligo and compare them. That's all we're asking from her. We don't want her to make an incorrect decision based on
But who would
incorrect
prepare that? Who would
information.
prepare that business case, though?
Who prepared Sligo's business case? I presume they got an external company like EY or PricewaterhouseCoopers or someone to do it. These sort of things don't ever happen for Letterkenny. We're never lucky enough to get people to come in and do those things for us. We have to scrabble on bits of paper and write it out ourselves. But whoever did the business case for Sligo, apply the same metrics and do it for Letterkenny. Then we're asking the minister to look at the two and actually make an objective decision. She was very, very good at listening to us yesterday. She seemed very fair. It was a very productive meeting. I got the impression that she's very data driven. I think a lot of politics in Ireland are often who do you know, who said this, who promised who that. But I actually get the feeling that is not what she's like.